This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Welcome to For a Better Life with me, Javed Akbari, a student of the Islamic Seminary of Qum. Today we are going to focus on a number of topics, inshallah. One of the topics we are going to focus and discuss within the time period given to me is the topic regarding old age and elderly care. Of course, we have to understand what the rights of the older people are and what we need to do. How are we supposed to behave with the aged people, the elderly ones, according to the normative conduct of the Ahlul Bayt, according to the seerah of the Ahlul Bayt, of course. And what are the sayings of the Ahlul Bayt? What has the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, said about taking care of the elderly people? We do know that there are verses in the Quran and there are many, many sayings from the infallibles, including the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. And there are numerous hadiths, of course. We are not going to cover all those hadiths because one hadith would suffice, actually, when it comes to taking care of the elderly people. Now, let's focus on this hadith. Inna min ijlali tawqir al-shaykh min ummati. The Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, has said that if you want to respect me, if you want to revere me, and if you want to honor me, you have to honor the old people from my ummah, from my nation. This hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, signifies and suggests how important it is for the Prophet and for Islam as a religion of love, as a religion of mercy, to take care of the aged people. Why do we have to take care of the people? Of course, the aged people, the elderly ones, are those ones who have lived their life, who are at the last stage of their life, because life has different stages. As a child, you live your own life. As a teenager, one might live his own life. His way, the ways of life are different. And when a person grows up and when he grows older and older, he becomes more and more emaciated. He becomes physically very much vulnerable. So the vulnerable people are the ones who are very much susceptible, especially in the in this present time and age. We know that, of course, we are living in a very critical time. We have now problems all over the world. We have, unfortunately, coronavirus has spread all over the world. And the aged people are the ones who are most vulnerable. They are susceptible. Most of the, for example, the death mortality, the people who have died in hospitals, they are the ones who are aged because their immune system is very weak. So at this time, at this critical time, we need to respect them. And respecting the elder ones, respecting the aged ones, is tantamount to respecting the Prophet. Inna min ijlali tawqir al-shaykh min ummati. And of course, there are also other traditions. Now, these traditions are from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and some are from the infallible Imams, alayhi salatu wassalam. Now, there's another hadith from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, which says that whoever wants to respect God, whoever wants to praise God and glorify God, then he has to respect the older ones, those whose beard has grown white. And of course, the hadith continues, goes on and says, وَحَامِلِ الْقُرْآنِ وَالْإِمَامِ الْعَادِلِ. Of course, the ones who want to respect God, they have to respect, first of all, the shaybah, those who are very old. And then he has to respect those who understand the Quran, those who have learned the Quran by heart, and those who have knowledge of the Quran. And then he has to respect al-Imam al-Adil, the Imam who is just, the leader who is just.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor 'cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
The hadith is very clear. There's no ambiguity with regards to the meaning of the hadith, because the hadith states it very clearly, very, very, very expressly, that those who are old and those who understand and who memorize, who have memorized the Quran, who have knowledge of the Quran, and the just Imam have to be respected. Now, there is another hadith which says, "Min ijlalillahi ijlal the shaybatil Muslim." Now, this is just another hadith which has the same purport, which has almost the same purport, but it is a short hadith, a short tradition from the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, who said that if a person wants to revere Allah, to respect Allah, to honor Allah, then he has to honor those aged and elderly people who are, of course, Muslim and who are old. The old ones are people who are mostly who are unable to take care of themselves, who when they want to do something, they need help, they need assistance. When, for example, they want to cross a road, they cannot cross the road without the help of someone. Some of them are too old, they are bedridden. And when they are bedridden, we are not supposed to put them in a care center and to leave them alone. They have their emotions, they have their sentiments, they have their own feelings. We have to respect their feelings, we have to respect their emotion. It's very bad, morally very bad, to leave them in the nursing houses to be protected by someone else. How wrong, how bad it is for a Muslim, especially for a Muslim, given the fact that we have a lot of teachings, a lot of sayings from the Holy Prophet. It is morally wrong to leave one's parents in a care center and to just forget about them and simply leave them there and without having any contact with them. That is morally and religiously and from the Islamic point of view, from the Islamic point of Sharia, it is wrong to do so. One of the important teachings of Islam is to have contact, to be in contact with our parents, with our close relatives. And one of those people who need to be reached out and who need to be contacted every now and then, every once in a while, are our parents and our grandparents. Contacting can have different manifestation, can have different forms, inshallah. I will discuss this in the following episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. So all I need. Your love is all I need. All I need. Your love is all I need. Oh, oh, oh. Your love is all I need.